This is episode 2362 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome back. How are you doing today? I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new series. Another week, it's another series. We'll be exploring a theme in depth, focusing on meditation techniques every day as you explore the theme. We always start each series with a visualization. The rest of the week is followed by an affirmation, and then a breathing technique, and then a mudra, and then a chakra focus. And then at the end of the week, we layer together all the meditation techniques into a flow meditation, where one technique flows into the other. And then we celebrate by ending on day 7 the series with a reflection meditation, which I always encourage you to do outside, even as a walking meditation, to celebrate and congratulate yourself for going through another series. Well, this series theme is by popular request. In last week's theme, I mentioned to you that I seem to receive a whole collection of email messages and direct messages on my Sip and Ohm Instagram having to do with OCD. I know going through a pandemic is traumatic for many people, especially if you lost loved ones or a job, and there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. So symptoms of OCD are more and more present these days. So in last week's theme, we explored obsessional compulsive disorder and how to manage your anxiety overall in general. So you can go back and listen to that week's series. There is another theme that has been highly requested recently. It seems like we're all going through many of the same emotions all together. So the theme for this week is healing from heartache and loss. So your heartache could be from a relationship, from losing a loved one, from losing your job or needing to relocate or losing your health or just feeling hopeless these days. This is going to be a series where you explore ways that meditators from ancient wisdom, as well as more modern day meditators, as well as the most recent scientific and psychologically recommended ways to manage loss and heartache. So this week, you'll be guided as you find your hope again, and as you develop daily rituals and habits that will help you manage difficult emotions that we're experiencing more often these days. So as you're guided through the series, as always, if you want to go a little more deeply into any theme, you receive a week's theme free on the Daily Meditation Podcast. And there you'll find 30-minute guided meditations, as well as a journal with a daily reflection question and a guide for you to follow along with the techniques. And there's herbal tea recommendations to help you manage emotional upset, as well as yoga postures. So this is for you if you want to go a little more deeply into a series. It's the Sip and Ohm meditation app. And again, you can have an entire series free. Well, as we go through every week's series, when we launch into a new theme, you have a challenge. And this is something I encourage you to do every single day. Your challenge for this week is to celebrate your life. And you'll find and discover as you go through the series why it's so important to celebrate and experience gratitude, especially and more frequently when you're experiencing distress. So your challenge every single day this week is to focus on five things you celebrate about your life. And I'll mention the simpler, the better. So if you want to celebrate waking up a little earlier than you normally do, even 10 or 15 minutes earlier, that is something to celebrate. Or meditating a little longer, or doing this for yourself every day. Count your celebration, at least one of them, as giving yourself permission to slow down. That's a huge win. If you want to follow along with some of the readings from this week's theme, you can check out the books from Marcus Aurelius called Meditations. He'll be providing a little ancient wisdom guidance. And then the more modern wisdom guidance is coming from Paramahansa Yogananda, who, although he's no longer physically with us, he wrote many books. And he is a very recent yogi who actually came to the West to share meditation. He came to the United States in the 1930s, and he thought Westerners would be great meditators because they have a lot of energy. But as we find these days, our energy is often distracted. So he will be offering insight and wisdom from his book, How to Love and Be Loved. So those are two books you can check out as you go through this week's series. Maybe listen to them on Audible or find them in a local library, or you might order them on Amazon if you live somewhere where you'll likely get them very quickly. So go ahead now and settle yourself down and let's meditate. As you sit up straight, close your eyes and begin to tap into how you're feeling right here at this moment, right now. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, feeling the cool, refreshing air as it enters your body, oxygenating your body cells, and feel the subtle heat as you exhale and release your breath through your nose, releasing tension and toxins. Now, as you sit up straight, your eyes closed and gently elevated upward, relax tense areas of your body and reflect on how you'd like to feel. What emotions throughout your day would you like to recapture? Reflect on how you could recapture the way you want to feel, regardless of what you're going through in your life. Draw courage from others around you, expanding your circle of love and support. Paramahansa Yogananda says, "Wherever there is a lonely heart or a weeping person by the wayside, and your heart goes out to that soul, you have expanded your consciousness." expand your consciousness to feel compassion for all those you meet today. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, honoring this time as your sacred space. You are so worth slowing down for.